You wouldn't believe the computing that they've got. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, we've been playing it up. They've got they've got everything from like.
I'm not eating that. That's really disgusting.
That was wonderful, Gemma. They've got so many, like, it is really like.
Look at my old one.
Is this your old one?
No, it's both of them in there because I had an unthing visa.
Is that you?
That was it. I just got back from work.
What work?
I was working in the British High Commission in Nigeria.
Really? You look so different.
I just look very smart.
You look like a very different person.
Why?
Your hair is different. It makes you look completely different. You
want to
see mine? You won't even recognise me.
I'm half
past,
but
I've got two pictures. Right?
Okay, I've seen it. Look at my old picture. It's when I was 13. And I refused to cut my fringe. I used to hide behind my fringe, yeah. I'm going to die. You've seen that loads of times.
Yeah, I know, but it's so funny.
Really dark.
Yeah.
Where was that one taken, in Nigeria?
That was when I was at home, when I was 6. And you would be free. I can remember that photo being taken. Me and my dad went to Southend Airport to get it done, yeah.
You look like somebody I know there. God, it's different.
I love the way that those passports are sealed together. Look at the seal, I think it's brilliant. When I look in the inside, on the inside of the front cover, no, the inside of the other cover, no, of that one.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice. It's really authentic, isn't it?
Really British. I'm pissed off about European passports.
I'm
going
to have to get one next time. European one.
Yeah, mine runs out in
1997. Well, luckily, mine's not going to run out.
2001, right. Yours runs out.
Yeah. You're older than my sister, though.
Really? That's Dave's birthday, 13th of June.
Really?
Yeah.
Got any stamps?
No, because I only got it this summer
because
my other one, which had all my really nice
visas
in it, which I was really.
All of mine are from Nigeria. And a few others. I love that passport. This passport is just fucking excellent. I love it. Well, yeah, just because of the stamps in it and stuff, like real memories and things.
That's what I was
thinking. Oh, shit, you've lost yours totally.
Yeah, Nick, stolen, gone.
Oh, you would have thought that they'd send it back. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's so stupid not to send it back.
These are the kind of people who nicked my address book, which was sitting on my seat, which looked quite nice, which wasn't in my bag. They nicked that.
But that's so pointless, because it's got all the addresses, your addresses in it.
Yeah.
Such a tossy, are you sure it wasn't in the bag?
No, I'm absolutely positive, I remember leaving it on the seat. It was stolen from my car, my car broke into it, so fantastic.
How long did you actually leave the, how long were you away from the car for?
Well, it happened sometime between about 2 and 6, and we were in the house at 4 and 5.
It was a bit silly to leave your bag on the front seat, though.
Yeah, but if you're sitting in
a
cul-de-sac in a nice area.
Yeah, you don't think, do you? You don't think at all. Mind you, my mum was telling me on Christmas Day, right, Christmas Day, you know that big Georgian house on my road, on my side of the road, up the road, looks way out of place. Well, not as well out of place as a British Telecom building would look, but looks quite out of place. But this massive, like, obnoxious Georgian building. Was broken into on Christmas morning, right? They picked the lock on the house, the front fucking door. All the people were in bed in the house. Woke up in the morning, the front door's wide open, the video and the TV had gone, and the stereo. And so they came into the house when everyone was asleep. That would freak me out so much, you just wouldn't feel safe in your house ever again, would you? Because equally, a rapist could pick the lock and come in and do you know what I mean? You'd just feel. Couldn't believe that. Oh, fucking hell. So my dad said all the locks changed. Stepped up the security in our house. Outrageous.
Stepdad?
No, stepped up the security in the house.
No,
Hey, Nance, you know you were telling me that you thought someone had died at work. I heard Debbie and Chris talking the other day, and I might have got it totally mixed up, but I reckon, I heard Chris saying that, well, basically what I gathered was that Andy might have a different father to Chris, and it's Andy's father that's died, right? Because Chris was saying things like, oh, he's been to the funeral, and he's all of a sudden found that he's got loads of cousins he didn't even know about. But I wonder if Chris and Andy, because Chris and Andy's half-brother is Stephen, who's Debbie's husband. I'm wondering if they knew that they had different fathers, because they don't call each other their half-brothers.
Maybe. Yeah. And he's apparently got ginger hair.
Mm. Chris is dark and sort of like, doesn't look anything like Andy. Not even one similarity. Totally blind.
And what, they're supposed to be half-brothers, are they?
No, they're supposed to be brothers.
I reckon they're probably brothers from a young age.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Chris is and Andy as well. Boy, isn't that much, but he's good 9 years. 9, 10, 11 years older than Andy.
So maybe they did know.
Yeah, I reckon they did.
Or just sort of like, did just call people.
Andy might be adopted or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. But it's just strange that Stephen's called their half-brother and they're called brothers. You know what I mean?
Maybe Stephen is a half brother through a third marriage. At a later stage, 20, his mum, Chris's mum, may have remarried, who Andy called mum, remarried when Andy was, I don't know, 15, Chris was 25, and Steve was old as well. Steve was quite adult, whatever how old Steve is.
So then it'd be a stepbrother. Maybe we don't know. Maybe we're just gossiping.
Maybe just damn fucking nosy.
It was funny because I could hear the talking and I was really sort of like.
So obviously, then I reckon it must be his dad. And that's obviously why Andy didn't really want to say, oh, look, my dad's died. Because Chris doesn't seem that bothered really, does he? Maybe he doesn't know him.
Mm. Maybe Andy didn't know. And he just went because it was his father's funeral. But then why would you have to go to the morgue for an identification? You wouldn't know what he looked like. Maybe he's next of kin.
Thank you, my agent. Sorry, you're making me think too much. Stop it.
Aren't we nosy, though? I don't mind nosy, me.
I bet
that's
Hensworth.
Right, good luck.
Yeah,
you I'll bloody lay like, into them.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to stab the ground. Yeah,
definitely.
It's
going to
be a false whack,
the
will here. Well, it is. It's money, isn't it? We're talking about now.
Don't forget about the deposit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I love this song. Haven't listened to it for ages. Oh yeah. He said, I'm not fighting for you anymore. And the queen who she'd seen his face someplace before.
Jane wants me to send her a postcard.
Up here
Jane
on the hill.
I've worked with, actually.
Who, so who's this Jane person then? He just got on with. The thing is, right, there's so many people expecting postcards, you won't send them.
See you later.
See you, Nance.
I'll be back soon, then I'll have one back in our bath and
relax. Right.
Might be on that one.
Alright.
Bye.
Good luck.
Once go ahead, my head. To sit down. I'm having real problems with things like. People asking me what accents people have got. Because what the fuck are people... I mean, what's your accent? What would you say your accent was?
Southern.
That's what I put. I put south. But it's not Jersey. Jersey is all like this, isn't it?
Well, it's not. It's kind of like... Oh, well, I can't do it. I could
have it, but... I've said I've got Essex. I said Frank's
you
Oxford.
Got
It were on my cocky.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A bit countryfied, though.
Very countryfied. That's a real rural picture of the accent, though. What up, Mum Cocky? How are you doing, eh?
Like a fan. Secret burning thread. Wonder if I fill up a whole book. No chance I will. Driving licenses.
Nice.
Bank. I'll tell you what you could do, which would be useful of me as well. And you are never revealed on your battlefield. Would be to phone up Trailfinders or STA. I think I might have asked STA and find out which would be the best card, which would be the best card to have.
Right.
You know, whether it be Visa Access or whatever. As an honest man. You know, sometimes we've got to decide what we're going to do when, as soon as we get to Thailand, and where we want to go first. Because we don't want to stay in Bangkok for that long.
No, we don't want to stay in Bangkok for any time at all. Right.
Get out straight away. After a day or two.
I reckon we should head up to Chiang Mai, actually. Well, we can ask him about it. Think about if you go down the south to the islands, they're so nice, it's very hard.
No, I think we should do the north first, then go down to the south to meet Frank and Dave.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good idea.
Order was heard. Still waiting for her word. Yeah, I'll get mine done after work tomorrow.
We need quite a few, don't we?
Three for
each, don't we?
Oh, I don't know.
Three for each, the two application forms and passport are
a bit stupid to have all these doors open, you know. I think there's one listening to. Should we go in my room? Me. Secret prophecy.
Well, if you hold it against her,
hold it up and see that it's one night. I'm really, really, really changed dramatically from not eating very much to scoffing my face at every single available opportunity. Mm. It might just be today though. Can I have a light? Left it all to you, lovely. Do you still want to go to the pub later?
Yeah.
20 to 9 now. Should we just go for last orders or something? Go about 10 or something. Yeah, Julie seems to be finding her job very boring, actually. She said there isn't a political... Apparently she's just pumping in like addresses and stuff into her computer. We're graduates. Yeah.
It's quite good. And she said, well, you're intelligent, you can do this to me. And she had a good, he's like running off 20 phone calls, bringing people up and finding things out and stuff. And
brilliant.
And it was good. It was actually nice.
Actually recognised.
I did have a brain and I was capable of doing things.
Yeah.
It was like very, anyone could do it. You know?
Well, the thing is, I mean, a lot of these jobs, I mean, yeah, they recognise it. I mean, a lot of them... they think you're thick as shit and treat you like you're thick as shit just because you're doing a thick as shit job. But, you know, they can't necessarily give you more...
Yeah, I
more,
very, very
can't necessarily give you more... don't suppose you feel like getting a cloth, do you? More responsibility, because you have to be trained for it. Mm. Or know what you're talking about on the phone, maybe. Lovely, thank you, sweetheart.
No, but only because the fact that she was intelligent as well. She, you know, like she knew that I didn't know what I was talking about, so she said, right, you're asking about this, and this, and they might say this to you. So I knew what, if they asked me, I knew what I was talking about, rather than being totally lost.
Mm. Yeah, she's gone.
Like
why? Slouching around. So how much money will you get for the 2 days work you've done? How much is that?
But that's for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Because it comes in, if you block, it all comes in one
did you sort out a housing benefit ever?
I've cut it off, I haven't heard any back. I thought my rent book on was proof of the fact that I was. What the rent was.
Because you might get a big, fat, juicy cheque for that.
I guess what I'm thinking about, right, is it'll probably happen when I'm. If I thought it comes through, it'll probably happen when I'm away.
Yeah, but what you can do, Nancy will be really responsible about things like that. You can say to her, if a big fat housing benefit cheque comes to me, cash it and put it in my bank.
Will she be able to do that when I have a counter sign it or something?
No.
Yeah, but I think on the back of the gyros and the thing, you have to counter sign it saying, I authorise so and so.
Get her to forge it. I don't ask for any... Were you there when Daryl was talking about that woman in the post office? It was in the post office one day and he saw this old woman and she just cashed all her gyros and this bloke just nicked it in the post office. Just grabbed her handbag and ran off with it. So I stood there watching her cash the gyros and then nicked her money. An old woman, I mean she's probably not got any money. I think that's outrageous. Well, I don't mind, I mean it's a horrible thing to say, but I don't necessarily mind people robbing from the rich. But when it's poor people robbing from the poor, it's a really wanky thing to do, you know. I just think it's disgusting.
Well, you can understand it when someone is poor robs and someone is rich. But when someone who's poor robs and someone else is poor, it's just... Well,
yeah. I've written Daryl a letter, you know, and...
You pushed it?
No, it's down there, and in it. I wrote it last night, actually, when I was feeling pretty fucked off, so it's probably a bit out of order, but I wrote to him and said, Josh has been around this evening asking questions about what's happened with his money, and I think you're really out of order. Thing is that he's in such a pickle. He's doing what I can understand him doing it, because I do it. He's kind of just putting it off, having to sort it out. But I said to him that Josh isn't exactly well off at the moment. He needs the money or what he's bought. So.
As we often go somewhere else,
it's
like a bit talked about it, and I know about it, and this kind of thing, and I've known that Daryl, but I haven't been able to know.
I'm not saying anything because it's none of my business as far as I'm concerned. It's between them. No.
I mean, Josh is alright. I mean, Josh will understand. If Daryl said to him, look, this is a situation, Josh would understand to a certain extent.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make any better than that.
I'd quite like to know how much. Like how, whether what Daryl actually ran away from. I mean, he owes so many people money. Well, not actually, that's not necessarily true. He owes his land. He owed his landlord loads of money. I'm not sure whether he actually got around to paying him off. What do you feel like listening to? Something in the same vein. I don't know what I feel like listening to. It's just whether or not I can find it. I quite dislike for the scenes of Tapestry. Carole King. It's a case of remembering what it's on the other side. Aha! Have you done. I saw a tape in your room the other day. Lovingly compiled in Berkshire. It was like a tape in a box,
that's
right?
Josh's.
Oh, what? Who taped in that? What sort of music is it? Oh, yeah. He's one that got busted with us.
It's the kind of Jimmy Page Bowie kind of. The word, but ravish type music, but a bit mellower.
Bit like that System 7 type.
Yeah,
of Simon's.
You recorded that, did you?
It's good, actually. Very good. I really like it.
Yeah. I'm
going to
go out and see him.
Simon. I'm wondering, actually, what I should do about Helen. See, now, I would like to speak to her to check she's all right. But in doing so, I'd be telling her that I knew that it had happened and therefore that Simon had talked to me. Or that I would have to say, oh, Simon told me. And I don't think that is a very good thing to do, really. Because she'd ask me how I'd know. It wouldn't be a case of, Helen, I've heard on the grapevine, would it? Tell you who I might phone up in a minute. Vanessa. And Dange, yeah. And not tell her that I know. And wait for her to tell me.
They're
fucking engaged.
What is she doing?
That's what I mean. But if she says something to me about it. I mean, if she says something to me about it, I'm not going to act surprised. I'll say, oh, yeah, I've heard.
Who told you?
Liz. What should I... Would you be honest? I mean, I'm not going to say, look, I hate Dangerous and I think it's an absolute wanker and how can you marry someone who's uses the nickname Dangerous,
you
for fuck's sake?
If she asked you about it, you know, you could just say, well, I've got to say, I didn't think he'd be the kind of person you'd go for. I know that... The thing is, I mean, I can see that she's going for him, because...
What I might actually do is say, well, if she does actually... I mean, what she'll probably do is say... Oh, have you heard about me and Dangerous? And I'll say, yes. And she'll say, and that's all I'll say. And I'll say, yeah, I've heard. And then if she says something like, well, what do you think? I might just say, well, I haven't really talked to you very much about the way that you feel about Dangerous, so I don't really know. Dangerous. What a fucking stupid name. And then if she says, well, and then I might say, but I just would imagine that you'd have a lot more to do with your life before you thought about settling down and getting engaged to someone.
And also someone like him, because I mean, obviously, he seems like, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I mean, when it comes down to it, he probably is a nice guy. He's probably nice to her, but it's just the fact that he is so restrictive in his views and...
It's also the fact that I know for a fact that she's very frightened of his temper when it happens. I know she is, because she's talked to me about it. I mean, there's been a couple of times that he's really lost his temper with her and really flown off the handle badly. And I reckon that he's the sort of person who would turn into someone that would hit his woman, because he takes her for granted enough as it is. And that, I reckon that's how wife battering starts, because the husband starts taking the woman for granted so much that then start taking their anger out on her. And if she's already scared of his temper and they've not even lived together, well, they have lived together for quite a while, actually. So, I mean, it's not like they don't know each other, but once they're married and they've been married for a couple of years, I reckon he starts thinking of more as a possession sort of thing. I can really imagine him starting hitting her.
I can imagine him being one of these husbands who just want to go out with the lads on his night out and will get, you know... I just imagine him being one of these stereotypical husbands who goes out with the lads, gets pissed, comes back home, demands his dinner on the table and...
I can imagine it going that way. He won't be like it for a couple of years. But he's not the sort of person that will say, yeah, we've been doing this for a little while. Why don't we just take off and go somewhere and fuck it. Let's just go and do something together. It's the sort of person that they would settle down into this safe little life, and which wouldn't actually be that safe for Vanessa. It would be very, very, you know, much what Dangerous wants to do. But I can understand why she'd want to do that. Because she hasn't had an awful lot of brilliant times in her life since she left Nigeria. Nigeria was what kept her alive. She hated living in England. But I don't understand why she hasn't just earned the money and gone off somewhere.
Yeah, but then again, it's such a hard thing to do.
Especially by yourself, she doesn't know anyone she can do it with.
If we didn't have each other to go off with, it would have made everything for us a lot different. I mean, okay, we're lucky, we're in a situation where we do know a lot of people who are like-minded. And we could maybe find someone else to go off with, but it wouldn't...
But it would be a case of finding someone else to go off with and not just sort of... I mean, we mentioned it years ago.
Well, I remember when we first met, we wanted to go and do a dissertation together, didn't we?
Yeah! God, can you remember walking around the streets of France saying, yeah, let's go and do a dissertation somewhere? Yeah.
Funny, isn't it, how you meet people, how you can know them for ages, and then you can suddenly talk to them, and once you start talking to them, you realise that you've got...
An awful lot in common, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in some ways, you know, I'm so glad I've never had, like... Well, before, you know, it used to bother me that I'd never had a long-term relationship and that...
Yeah.
Because so many other people have, but now I'm quite happy with myself and feel a lot more sure about the way I think and what I want. It doesn't bother me in the slightest, because I know that I would prefer maybe to be on my own than to be stuck in something that you're restricted by someone.
Yeah, because the other thing is that although you might have all these sort of like high-flying ideas about what you want to do and you don't actually feel tied down by a relationship, actually you do live your life thinking, well, I can't really do that because I want to be with him. It's just a different choice. You might not necessarily feel stuck in it, but it does make you stick around. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Just makes leaving that much harder.
Yeah.
Makes someone like doing anything that much harder. Yeah. Definitely. What?
I just always thought that I would never ever like come across anyone who I thought that I could even vaguely click with, but I just realised that I can. That's just quite a nice feeling.
Have you spoken to Pete yet?
No, I've been thinking about it actually. I must.
You've been saying it for so long.
I know. I was thinking before I should write to him, but now I I'm getting towards a stage where I want to write to him.
Yeah.
Because you can't just write to someone, you have to want to write to them, really.
Yeah.
So looking back at now, I mean, it was totally my fault. It was because I wanted a relationship and he was there and he seemed...
All right.
He seemed like... I looked at him, right, and I looked at everything about him and I thought, that is the kind of guy I want, which is true, but he wasn't the guy.
Mm.
And we never discussed things, you know. We talk, we never discussed things really.
Mm.
I never felt animated talking to him. You know, if you talk to someone, you get one, you really feel animated when you just almost get like, you know, a buzz off it or whatever.
Oh, you do get a total buzz off it, I reckon. Especially if it's someone that you're snogging as well. I do love this tape. I really love it. Janet gave it to Frank for Christmas. Make it. Then I just can't fake it.
I'm so lucky I've met the people I've met, you know. So lucky.
Yeah, I often think that, actually.
I really am realising now, if I hadn't met the people I've met, I think I'd be a very frustrated person. Because even though you can think of something, and unless, if you have other people, you can go, if you say someone, you can say, oh, God, you know, this is this and this and this, or I think really think this. Someone else goes, yes,
yeah.
I do as well. I agree with you, and you're like, I am right, even though you know you are. It's like reinforcing your idea.
Also, it's kind of even if you sort of different people don't. I mean, a lot of people don't discuss as much as we do. I really, really, really realise that most people don't actually go into things as deeply as we do. It's all to do with this sort of special thing that we found.
It is true though.
Definitely. I don't know anybody that I've never seen a group. I mean, you see it on films every now and then, you know, a group of people that really, really spark one another off, like in The Big Chill and all things like that. But I've never seen it before. Not to the extent of what we've got. Not as permanent.
My brother actually, Michael, has been very good.
He still sees his friends and Brian still. And they're really good friends. I mean,
it's not the same kind of thing that we've got in a different kind of relationship.
Yeah.
But it's good that
he's
kept up with them and they are really good friends. And he can
really
rely on them.
And
they're all really decent.
Mm.
Decent people.
That's a really lovely jumper, is it new?
Have I
seen it before? I don't know, I have.
I got it in the summer. It's nice, but it's a bit impractical. It's not as thick as it looks. It's a bit more decorative than.
Oh, really? It looks very thick.
Well, feel it if not.
Oh, it's because it's this new velvety stuff, yeah. Isn't it? This new velvety stuff. Fucking mad Simon, he always makes people think and talk about these mad things that they probably wouldn't talk about that often.
Yeah, he's fucking excellent. He sparked me off amazingly.
Oh, I don't know, I can't really remember.
Rewind the tape, let me hear it. I remember when I hear it.
Rain is wet.
Is it picking up from over there?
I took him. I went away for the weekend and took him.
It's not really picking up from over there.
Oh, yeah, it will.
With music on and everything.
Well, I don't know, no. I'll turn it down. Excuse me. No, I went away for the weekend this weekend and made four takes of me and Frank in the car driving around from. We went to Oxford first. early morning.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, we went to see this bloke called Tom. He
sounds like a very familiar name. Ask him if any of his relations went to Cheltenham Junior School, because there was a bloke with that surname at my school and it's not a very...
What school do you go to?
Cheltenham Junior School of the College, and it's not a very common
did
name.
Did you know a bloke called him? You didn't go to the big school, though?
No, but I might have known.
What big school did you go to?
Wellington.
Do you know a bloke called Nick Gowen?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought that was him on the photo, was it? Is there a photo of him?
There's a photo of him in there.
Yeah, I thought that was him. I looked at it the other day and I thought I must remember to ask him. I didn't know him very well, but yeah, anyway.
That's two people that I know that you know.
We shagged the same bird, me and Nick. Not the same time, but I went out of there after he went out of there. This man-eating girl.
What was her name?
I don't know actually, I'm not sure if it was him. He had a friend called Rob, and he was a blonde, beautiful boy as well, and they were both blonde, beautiful boys together, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it might have been Rob that went out with Helen Lyons, but I don't know. But I didn't know him very well, but it seemed alright. Like, I've got nothing bad to say about it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was alright. I knew him in Nigeria.
That's right, he always used to come back with kaftans and stuff. Mm-hmm. Kaftans. Kikoros,
yeah. Yeah, I only could have done the camera before anything.
Yeah.
And, what were we talking about before we did that?
About if it being a surname of someone who went to my junior school.
Oh, right.
Could have been him, you never know.
It's quite a mad Bruce Nick. Like, oh, it must have been. Because he is parents in each other.
He
went to rugby after that.
It's a very uncommon name, so it must have been him or one of his relations. Cousins. Just ask him, it might have been him. I just reckon it was a solo. Don't know. Small world now.
Yeah, because you know him.
He's got a fucking limp as well. What's he gonna do with all those criminals?
You're joking, is that a new picture?
No.
I thought he was a new glass collector or something.
That's why he saw himself.
Yeah. And they're both rooms as well.
Can you get it back in the post?
I'm sure
you can.
Did you put down a proposed address?
Just put hotels.
Oh,
that's super lovely.
I put office clerk, because that's what I am. And then saying filing clerk.
Yeah.
I put waitress. You know, today was very busy at lunchtime.
Oh, it was mad time. I had quite a lot of money though. I was in a really good mood. I woke up this morning in a really good mood. So I kind of danced into work. And then I
What was it like working for Stockbroker?
It was alright actually. I was surprised. I thought it would be a complete jerk, but they were okay. They were, people. Yeah, right people. Yeah. Quite amazing.
Yeah.
It was not like in the film, by the way. I don't know, I was still hit when I was there for quite a quiet time, you know. But they said, I was talking to one of the secretaries, and apparently it can get. it can get like that, so they're all yelling and shouting. And like the first day I was there, I was just happy sitting there away, and like, doing my hotel job. And then suddenly from the other end of it's like a big room, which was the other end of the room, all the dealers there. And suddenly I heard someone like saying, talking, there was somebody like trying to microphone start talking to everyone about what's happening in the marketing right now, blah 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 blah. And this means blah 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 blah. So watch out, blah blah blah. I thought, it's like in a different world.
Have I already young?
No, they're a real mix, actually. Most of them aren't, there's a couple of young guys, and they look a bit like, you know, it's a bit like jerks, really.
Yeah.
But, the other guys seem alright.
I worked for a money brokers, in London, but exactly the same idea as stockbroking folk. And it was exactly like the film, they had this room. Like they had one of those long rooms as well, with all the desks and computers and stuff, but they had this one enclosed off room where all the dealers sat around this massive like circular console type table, and like they were all under 30 but like overweight or sort of driving Porsches and taking coke and shit like this, and like they got into the office at something like 6 in the morning, like I'd get in at 9 or whatever, and be wandering around, they just have their trousers open, shoes off, ties undone and stuff, and they'd be shouting down the phones. They were all real East End Barrow boys. And just, it was exactly like the film, just talking all the time on two phones, and I was just so scared to go in there, because like, if you turn me wrong, they'd just shout immediately. You know, and they're like swiveling around on their chairs, it's unreal. But I must admit, it wasn't like that all hours of the day. They just had massive lulls where they all just sort of sat there and played like computer games and just did nothing.
Yeah. I think also where I was wasn't like the main trading bit, I think it's like research department.
Yeah. I should imagine that you could get quite friends with anyone.
Yeah, I know there's three floors of it, I was on like the bottom floor today.
It's quite interesting though, sort of thinking that all this stuff's been broke around,
no,
whatever it is.
In my pocket.
I want to
go
into that.
It's on the 4th of January.
What's that?
Every Saturday
flies
off.
Oh no.
Do you have to have a membership? Is your sister a member of Flying?
Exactly, I don't think so.
Because I presume you must be able to get an application from
somewhere. Oh, yeah, I would imagine so. Maybe you become a member if you go to a few of their dues and they get to know your face or something and then you apply. I don't really know. I would imagine you could go in if you're not a member.
Yeah,
I would imagine that if you're a member, it just means you get in a lot easier and cheaper.
Yeah.
Big like rave things on, and it was cancelled on the last minute.
Shut down by the
what institute then?
it's just that night though, the actual club is still open.
The rave.
Yeah, I heard that John Taylor was doing that all up and he wanted to get rid of the rave from there.
Selections gone to the Honey Calling Club. Tell Craig that after Andy Webber will call open for his playing as well, which is really good. It's excellent. Yeah, they're doing quite well, these speaker bands. I don't know who they are, but they're doing quite well. Got good guest DJs, anyway.
Oh, right,
what?
So these people do it all week?
Yeah.
Every week, don't they? Because I never know when one person stops and another person.
Anyway, and that's what happened with that other flying one with Janet and Frank.